And of course, a schus for everybody in Eretz Yisrael, all the around Eretz Yisrael, those soldiers that are out of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should protect them all. And it's Hashem that war should be over very, very quickly. We're holding Simon Ayin Resh Beis, aka Resh Ayin Beis, but we call it Ayin Resh Beis. And we are up to Sif Gimel. We're talking about over here what kind of wines can be used for Kiddush. As we mentioned previously, that those wines that are lechatchila for menachas, those that are the Eved, and those that are not allowed at all. And that's what plays a role into what wines can we use or not. So let's just go through some stuff over here. A lot of this is not going to be so negeya. Some of it will be. So we'll try to stay focused on the ones that are more applicable. So you're allowed to go ahead and take wine that's on the top, the surface of the barrel, even though it has kamachin. What is kamachin? So when wine is aged in the barrel, it ferments. Part of the process is the fermentation process, and that causes sort of this foam or whatever you want to call it to come up to the top. So there's two stages of it. There's some where it's thick, covered with a thick foam, or completely white, and then there's where it just sort of has like dots. The kamachin is these dots. So it says the mechaber that if it's just those, you are allowed to use it for kiddush. Again, like I said, not so pickle. Hagos says Rambam, yeshayis lekadosh olav. Now those who say you can't, you sadin like tchila lahave kamachin. You should filter it out, run it through a filter, and then it will remove it. Let's go finish up the a little bit more on the mechaber over here. The wine that's on the bottom, even though it has the sediments over there, you're allowed to use it. Black wine, wine that's extremely sweet. We'll see. It's not just a sweet wine, cream lager, cream pink, that you happens to be a sweet wine. We're talking about wine that, because the grapes were overripe, then are tremendously sweet to the point that it's not as good. If you have wine that the wine smells vinegary, but however the taste tastes like wine. However, here comes the most important line. The mitzvah is that you should pick out the best wine. These are wines that are not necessarily the highest quality wine, and therefore you are preferable. You should pick out wines that are of the highest quality. Let's see if Shaburi explains all of this. These white dots, ablam yeshal of krum lavan, if it has a almost like a skin of white on the top, amikachal of that, you're not allowed to use. Because of the El Yoraba writes, the kishahesa krum and lachba, that in both cases, if you remove it, it's not a problem. Masik, very sweet. Midasasa mashba, benchin espashla of novim bechama yoisamiday. Whether it's this sweet because the grapes were left out in the sun more than necessary. If anybody's ever gone to any of these wineries or vineyards in Israel, where they explain a little bit about the winemaking process, the process of when they pick the grapes, how long they leave the grapes out and bring the grapes in is an extremely, extremely sensitive, very technical and sensitive process. If you leave it out or drop too long, the wine becomes no good, or becomes too sweet. You leave it out too little, it's also no good. So if this wine got left out, it could be that the wines are extremely sweet. Or it's the kind of grapes that are not typically used for wine because these produce extremely, extremely sweet wine. This wine is not considered good wine, and therefore you are not allowed to use it for nesachim on the mizbeach. For Kiddush, you're allowed to use it. The mitzvah is to pick out the highest quality wine. He's not saying, says the Mishabur, and this is a very important nekuda when it comes to making Kiddush. He's not saying that the wines that we listed till here that you're allowed to use is a bit the Eved. No, all these wines, you can make Kiddush on them. So what does he mean? It's still a mitzvah to pick out the other ones. Mikomaka mitzvah min hamufchar livra yayin tov. The mitzvah hamufchar. So there's really, when it comes to mitzvahs, there's three levels. There's a b'di'evet and l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're totally yaitza, and b'di'evet, you're yaitza, but you really, ideally, should avoid it. And then there's the level of the mitzvah, which is over the mitzvah l'chatchila. There's a mitzvah min hamufchar. We're all used to it when it comes to the esrog, right? So it comes to the esrog. There's plenty of esrogim that are totally kosher. You're not going to take an esrog that's not kosher. However, if you want to be Zekeli van Vehu, you want to go ahead and do your mitzvah on an even a higher level, you spend the extra money and you go out there and you search and you look and you look and look until you find that something that's even nicer. That didn't make that the other esrogim were not lechatchila. There is situations of the yeved. It's a shas chag. You really shouldn't be doing that. What the Mechaber is telling us, there's a mitzvah in a mufcha. You want to do the mitzvah in the best oifen, then you should go ahead and use the better one. Don't just go. Back then, they used to have barrels in their house. Don't just go ahead and pick out a bottle, a barrel with achi. Test it before you use it for kiddush. You should take a little taste. Now, obviously, you can't take that taste Friday night because Friday night you can't taste before Kiddush. Friday afternoon, a person should go ahead. Now, obviously, we don't have barrels. Most of us don't have barrels of wine at home. But sometimes, even with the wines we have, a wine could be older. We can have an old bottle of wine that was sitting in our house. Could be a 2012, 2013. It's quite age. And there's one or two possible scenarios. It could be that it's absolutely delicious because it aged so well in the bottle, which often happens. Or it could be sometimes it happens that it actually sours. So if you're opening such a bottle of wine, it's a beautiful thing. You're taking this wine, it's probably very expensive because it's hard to get, and you're going to use it for Kiddush, but you open it on Friday anyway, so it should breathe. You should take a little taste to make sure that it didn't sour because you don't want to make the Kiddush, and then you taste it, and even if it didn't sour, but if it's not so good, that's not the mitzvah man hamofcha. Says the Mechaber Siv Dalet, Mikachin al Yayin Lavan. You are allowed to make Kiddush on white wine. Varamban, Poisloy afil b'diavad. However, the Ramban says you can't use white wine. We'll talk about white wine in a moment. Avam Avdilan Alav, you could make Havdalah on it. Uminiga Olam Gesvara Rishona, the meaning of the world is like the first Svara that you could make Kiddush on white wine. Now, it's important to note one thing about white wine. I did a drop of research on this. I'm not an expert on it at all, but the process of making wine, both white and red, has changed very, very little in the last couple of thousand years. The wine is made very similar today as it was made then. However, one of the biggest differences between making wine back then and making that now is that we have certain technology that helps us prevent wines going bad, help us from wines failing. Temperature control, stainless steel, antibacterial, these are all things that negatively affect wine. Wine can oftentimes not work out. It could get in the fermentation process, it could develop a bacteria and it spoils, right? So it was obviously that was much more common back then than it is now, because today we do have temperature control. We do have ways of testing it to make sure that the fermentation process is going exactly the way we want it. We have ways of stopping the fermentation process. These are things that we didn't have as much then. So, although the process has changed very, very little, modern day technology has allowed us to prevent a lot of the issues that they had then. Now, the difference between red and white with regards to this particular point is, and this I don't fully understand because I didn't bother to read it all up, but the difference is that back then, the white wine was much more likely to fail than red wine because how do you make white wine? You make white wines by removing the skins much earlier from the liquid versus leaving it there, which allows the color of the skins to go into the white. That's the main way you make white wine. By doing this, it made it less stable and it was more likely for a wine to go bad. So when you look at take the Ramban, for example, it says you can't make Kiddush on white wine. You got to remember, white wine was much more inferior then because it was much more likely for the white wine to have gone bad and it had less stability and they had less control in how the wine came out. Bizman Hazeh today, we do have white wines that oftentimes are better than the red wine that you may have in your house. So it's not so, and definitely the minhag today is that we do use white wine to make kiddush. Says if you want to have red wine, mix in a drop of red. If you like the white better, mix in a drop of the red and give it a drop of a color that is definitely considered red wine, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Holbrook. Okay, with that background, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. Al yayin lavan l'kulam mitzvah l'chazer achayayin edayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, everyone agrees you should go after red wine. Again, like we just said, You have a situation that you have white wine that's much more chavav alav, it's not so pashut. The main lo yadam I shein a meshubach. If you have red wine or it's not good, sfira la ladei azu. The mutl hatchil la kaddish alav. And so the first shita holds that you're definitely allowed to make kiddush on white wine, except it might be a mitzvah and a mufcha for red. Again, could be that if the white is better, maybe it's not. Maybe you're better off with the white. Avam avdil and olav, you could make havdalah. Now, why is havdalah more lenient than the kiddush? And the answer is very simple. We're going to see shortly. Havdalah can be, you can use chamar medina. Friday night kiddush, the arshitas that hold, you cannot use chamar medina. You have to use wine or bread. So since havdalah can use chamar medina, so v'yayin loving can definitely be used for havdalah if it's chamar medina. And that's what the Mishabur tells us now. Imhu chamar medina. So it's not because you can use an inferior wine for havdalah and b'yaitza. It's because it's definitely, if it's Chamar Medina, you can use it because it's Chamar Medina, not because it's okay to use an inferior wine from Abdullah. Shehakal Shaisanai. So what makes Chamar Medina is that everybody drinks it. Atam Delegar Mecheicha. So according to that, when it comes to Abdullah, which you can use Chamar Medina, white wine is no worse than beer. The Kaimalon Lakam, Sim and Reish Sadik Vav Sif Bez. We're going to see shortly in Reish Sadik Vav. The Mavdil and Olav Imhu Chamar Medina. You're able to use it for anything that's Chamar Medina. So the same reason you can use it in the morning, right? Because kiddush in the morning, we'll see. You can also use chamar medina. We'll see this in literally the next day or two. So Friday night it has to be wine or bread, but Shabbos morning at Avdol it's chamar medina. White wine is no worse than chamar medina as long as everybody drinks it. And then we finished off, although the Ramban says that white wine should not be used. However, the minig is like the Svar Rishayna, Kesvar Rishayna, Bel Yerabim Ashra, the Miyayin, Shu Lovin Yosem Idai. If it's extremely white, Nach Halacha Shal Dasa Ramban. I don't know what this is because we don't really have this today. Shaloy Lekadish Olav, you should not be Mekadish on it. Ela B'Shas Atchag, Shein Layadam, only B'Shas Atchag if you don't have any red wine. Let's see Sif Hey. Yayin Chai, wine that back then when they make the wine, like one of the things I explained just previously, today we ferment our wine, we have ways of measuring it and stopping the fermentation when it hits the alcohol level that we want. Back then they didn't have these kinds of things, so the wines would get very alcoholic and then they would go and they would water it down. So we have raw wine, Imhili Chazik, Afilu Imhu Chazik, it is so strong, the Dari Achat Las Maya, that you right way to water it down would be 1 to 3, meaning you do 3 parts water, 1 part wine. Mekachov, if you want, you can still make kiddush on it. It would be more preferable to actually do the blending, mix the water and the wine first. As long as you do it properly. Says the Rama, yayin shalanu, taimim heim b'loy maziga. The Rama certainly, even the wines bizman hazeh, the Rama says the wines that they had were already at the right content, alcohol content, that they did not require the maziga. And therefore, you're able to use it as it says. Says the Mishabur, Yaisatai Blamazga, Henishu Mitzvah Namifcha. Once again, Lechatchila, I can take the Yain Chag that's extremely strong and make Kiddush on it, no problem. I want to do Mitzvah Namifcha, make it taste better, do the blending before you make the Kiddush. Karai, as long as it's done properly, Henish Leich Shan Yaisatai, be careful, don't overwater it down, because then it will lose its status of wine, or definitely lose its status of good wine. If somebody goes and overwaters it down, all it has is a tiny little taste of the wine, but it most basically tastes like water. They're making a bracha batala. The enemy yotze they kiddush. They're not yotze kiddush with it. You'll see. We're going to talk about this a little bit more later. Okay, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish everybody a easy rest of the fast, and that's Hashem. I want to have a prayer and forum.